star in my shirt. Work on my car, and I get gas. Sit in traffic, the jerk will let me pass. I've had enough adulting. No one being grown up for me. Let the bills pile up to the ceiling. Kids, play Super Mario 3. No, I can't do that. I gotta do the thing. But I don't wanna do the thing. But you gotta do the thing. I'm not gonna do the thing. Adulting is suffering. It's suffering. It's not for me. Adulting is gardening. Love your swarm of misery. I don't wanna do stuff. Doing stuff is stupid. A meaningless existence. Doing stuff to live to have to do more stuff.
Videos of your cat. Aren't you unemployed?
I've had it! Let your dad touch me! Big balls is bad! You follow my dreams! Y'all looking at it! I'm living the dream! The lifetime pursuit of absolutely nothing! The pursuit of nothing! The pursuit of nothing! I don't want a human today. No more brushing teeth. Let them decay. Haven't showered in over a week. I don't even wanna think, just leave me here in bed. Pull the covers over my head. Let the world think I'm dead, cause I'm gonna. Finish with adulting. No more being grown up for me. Sonic Snuggles YouTube page has a million views, so I'm getting paid. Give up on adulting. You just gotta follow your dreams. Don't need a job or any skills when you get it. Pay the bills! Sergeant Snuggles! Where's it become?
If he gets to the store before the light of dawn and stays till the sun has come around and gone, oh man, he's a penny man. In the great tradition of a penny man.
If he wishes that he could be a simple clerk when he looks at his office and the paperwork, oh man, he's a penny man. In the great tradition of a penny man.
If he's glad when a visit from the brass is through and he goes for his DM and his EM too, oh man, he's a penny man. In the great tradition of a penny man. If he looks at the kind of stuff the buyer picks and he knows that he's in the hands of lunatics, oh man, he's a penny man. In the great tradition of a penny man.
If he has to be certain everything gets done and to teach new associates to count to one, oh man, he's a penny man. In the great tradition
penny man.
If a hot shot is what he's got that he wants sold, but he finds though it's hot, it leaves the public cold.
Oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man.
On the days everything begins to go amiss, if he thinks surely camera was not like this.
Oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of a penny man.
He's a penny man.
If he can't join the other fellas for a romp, for he stays working later to protect his comp.
Oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of a penny man,
he's a penny man.
If he knows that the men up in New York are gems, but he'd like it if they would fix their IBMs.
Oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of a penny man,
he's a penny man.
Well, we guess that it's time for us to end this song, but there's one we could go on praising all night long.
Oh man,
oh man,
oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of a penny man. But we're not through, because that all applies to every penny woman, too.
My problems all started on commencement day, when people asked me what my plans were. I didn't know what to say. I thought about hanging out in Europe or traveling around the States, but my car was total junk and I couldn't afford airline rates. So I got down on my knees and prayed and sent out resumes and needed a job. Well, I was just looking for an easy, high-paying career, but I could wallpaper my bedroom with the rejection letters I got this year. 'Cause the entry-level job picture just ain't what it ought to be, but at least I can blame all my problems on the economy. I got the postgraduate, overeducated, out of work blues. Well, one and one is two, two and two is four, 28 squared is 784. I know a lot of meaningless facts that I'll never even use. When I'm not at the MESC office, I'm at job interviews. I got the postgraduate, overeducated, out of work blues. Instead of taking that SAT test, 'cause my BA degree is a bunch of BS. And I wish I worked in a factory, I wish I knew how to build stuff. I should have gone to MoTeC, got a job where I don't need to know stuff like the Keynesian theory of economics or the stages of Freud. I once wrote a 35-page paper about the significance of the United States having a service-based economy, and now I'm unemployed, I'm unemployed.
Destiny. Wow. toasting the unleaded. He's now a gas station disc jockey. Works inside the pump, crouching right inside of it, developing a hump. Gas station disc jockey.
Sir, here we go then. What are you going to give for him? I bid 25, will you give me $30? 30, make it 30, bid it 30, 35, not a 40, make it 40, bid it 40, not a 5, 5, 5, make it 45. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, got to make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid and now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it a mama, $30, will you give me 30, hooray, give me $30 bid. $30 bid and now $35, will you give me 35, make it 35, bid it 35, who bid it at a $35 bid.
he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind a barn, just a working up an awful storm. He tried to imitate that auctioneer. Well, the people came from miles around just to hear him make that happy sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. And now he stops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand, for he's the best of all the auctioneers. $35 bidder now, $40 40 bidder, give me 40, make a 40 bidder, mama $40 bidder, give me 40, hoorah, give me $40 bid. $40 bidder now, $45 will they give me $45, make it a 45, bid it a 45, who will bid it at a $45 bid? $45 bidder now, $50, 50 will you give me 50, make it 50, bid it a mama $50, will you give me 50, hoorah, give me $50 bid. $50 beater now, $55, will you give me $55, make it a $55, bid it a $55, sold that hog for $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out, and here we go, and what are you going to give me for him? I bid $25, will you give me $30, 30, make it 30, bid it 35, now to 40, make it 40, now to bid it 40, now to 5, 5, 5, 5.
Hey, Tom, you ever been to Tilsonburg?
Tilsonburg? My back still aches when I hear that word. While away down southern Ontario, I never had a nickel or a dime to show. A fella beeped up in an automobile. He said, you wanna work in the tobacco fields of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. He said, I'll only give you $7 a day, but if you're any good, you get a raise in pay. Your bed's already on the bunkhouse floor. If it gets a little chilly, you can close the door. Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
It was Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
My back still aches when I hear that word. I was feeling in the morning anything but fine. The farmer said, I'm gonna teach you how to prime. He said, you gotta don a pair of oilskin pants if you wanna work in the tobacco plants of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. We landed in a field that was long and wide, with one old horse and five more guys. I asked him where to find the cigarette trees. When he said, bend over, I was ready to leave. Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. He said to pick just the bottom leaves, and don't start crawling on your hands and knees. Prime your row, cause you'll get no pay for standing there picking at your nose all day round Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. With a broken back bending over there, I was wet right through to the underwear, and it was stuck to my skin like glue from the nicotine tar and the morning dew of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. Now the nearest river was 2 miles from the place they were waiting for the boat to come. When I heard some talk about making the kill, I was down the highway and over the hill from Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. Now there's one thing you can always bet, if I never smoke another cigarette, I might get taken in a lot of deals, but I won't go work in the tobacco fields of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. My back still aches when I hear that word. My back still aches when I hear that word. My back still aches when I hear that word.
While we're on the subject of hard work, I just want to say that I always was a man to work. I was born working and worked my way up by hard work. I ain't ever got nowhere yet, but I got there by hard work. Work of the hardest kind. I've been down and I've been out. I've been disgusted and busted and I couldn't be trusted. I worked my way up and I worked my way down. I've been drunk and I've been sober and I've been baptized and got hijacked. I've been robbed for cash and I've been robbed on credit. Worked my way in jail and I worked my way out of jail. Woke up a lot of mornings and didn't know where I was at. The hardest work I ever done was when I was trying to get myself a worried woman to help ease my worried mind. I'm going to tell you just how much work I had to do to get this woman I was telling you about. I shook hands with 97 of her kin folks and her blood relatives, and I done the same with 86 people as just her friends and her neighbors. I kissed 73 babies and I put dry pants on 34 of them, as well as others. Done the same thing several times, as well as a lot of other things, just about like this. I held 125 wild horses and I put saddles and bridles on more than that. Harnessed some of the craziest and the wildest teams in that whole country. I rode 14 loco broncos to a standstill and I let 42 hound dogs lick me all over. 7 times I was bit by hungry dogs and I was chewed all to pieces by water moccasins and rattlesnakes on 2 river bottoms. I chopped and I carried 314 armloads of stove wood, 109 buckets of coal, carried a gallon of kerosene 18 miles over the mountain, got lost, lost a good pair of shoes in the mud hole, and I chopped and weeded 48 rows of short cotton, 13 acres of bad corn. I cut the sticker weeds out of 11 backyards, all on account of because I wanted to show her I was a man and liked to work. I cleaned out 9 barn lofts, cranked 31 cars, all makes and models, pulled 3 cars out of mud holes and 4 or 5 out of snow drifts. I dug 5 cisterns of water for some of her friends, run all kinds of errands. Played the fiddle for 9 church meetings. I joined 11 separate denominations. I joined up and I signed up with 7 best trade unions I could find. Paid my wages and my dues 6 months in advance. I waded 48 miles of swamps and 6 big rivers. Walked across 2 ranges of mountains, crossed 3 deserts. I got the fever, sunstroke, malaria, flu, moonstruck, skeeter bit, poison ivy, 7-year itch, and the blind staggers. I'd give up for less, lost and dead a couple of times. Struck by lightning, struck by Congress, struck by friends and kinfolks, as well as by 3 cars on highways and a lot of times in people's hen houses. I've been hit and run down, run over and walked on, knocked around. I'm just sitting here now trying to study up what else I can do to show out a woman I still ain't afraid of hard work.
Shoveling and loading out the dirty black hole. Lord, I'm a picking and and shoveling, loading out the dirty black coal.
You heard about the singing brakeman. You might have seen a singing cowboy too. Well, I'm Joe the singing janitor. I'm at a theater near you. I'll also be appearing at the concert you'll be hearing, but I won't be singing with a band. I'm Joe the singing janitor, leaning up for the folks, getting by the best I can. I'm in your schoolroom, your pool room, your office, and your home, and I always give you service with a smile. And most folks never think that a janitor needs a little kindness once in a while. Well, I really don't care if you think I'm a square, from my hat down to my shoes. I'm Joe the singing janitor. So go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you. School kids like to have a laugh on me with their spitballs and chewing gum mess, making fun of my cornball singing voice and the real square way I dress. Well, I'm gonna sing a song in the principal's office, so they better respect an old man. I'm Joe the singing janitor, working hard for the kids, getting by the best I can. Well, if a broomstick was a microphone, I could show you all a thing or two. But I ain't on the stage, just a dirty old floor, and I got a lot of work to do. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I carry that bucket with pride. I'm Joe the singing janitor. Yeah, I'm the man behind the mop. I make everything sparkle and shine. I'm in your schoolroom, your pool room, your office, and your home, and I always give you service with a smile. And most folks never think that a janitor needs a little kindness once in a while. Well, I really don't care if you think I'm a square, from my hat down to my shoes. I'm Joe the singing janitor. So go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you. Yeah, go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you.
Touch a big tire. Don't think of big tires. Big tires are wrong. Get your fire truck on. Hey, firemen, get right on the ball and ask your fire call. Since the day I was born, fire trucks caught my eye. I sit there in my cradle when they go roaring by. I sit up and I listen, call that fire bell. When they start to ring, Mom and Dad could hear me yell. Hey, firemen, get right on the ball. And stop big fire. When I used to go to school and a fire whistle blow, I'd take out after it and away I would go. I would run until I reached the scene and start a fighting fire. All the while I would scream, hey, firemen, get firing ball and stop big fire. Now I'm a fireman, that's my job. I'm happy as I can be. It's all for a fireman, that is me. If your house catches fire, never worry, never fear. Just call a fire department and yell out loud and clear. Hey, fireman, get right on the ball. Start the big fire. Start the big sire. Don't think or retire. big fires are roaring, get your fire truck going. Hey, firemen, get right on the ball and answer your fire call. And answer your fire call.
Driver, I'm a forklift driver. It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets you. Hey, hey, beat out my ass. Treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I fucked them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitches that it gets you. Catch Joe in Bermuda, throwing him back. Sipping on tequila with a straw hat. Put the press on hold, tell him I call him back. Tollway zones, I don't get a ticket. Any crime committed, Pesci's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Cause I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife in bed with me. When you see me, you better look the other way. Double cross me, you won't live to see another day. Got 7 cars in my garage, a limousine with a TV and bar. I'm a star, don't do blow, and I don't sell crack. Stay alert, I got someone to whack. I'm a wise guy. Another court case, it's okay. Somebody on the jury's got rent to pay. Can't see myself in the jail rotting. Plus I got lawyers that are better than Cochran. If there's a witness on tape that they play, probably a broad that I used to lay. The last one to talk was never ever found. Got a call from downtown, put it in the ground. Her mother didn't like me, I never gave a fuck. Her brother didn't like me, I hit him with a truck. Her sister was a rip, everybody got a ride. Her father was a rat, so I buried him alive. If you talk to the cops and try to flee, your car will blow up when you turn the key. Don't cut a deal or have that case appeal. I keep my mouth shut and I never squeal. I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitch that it gets you. It's a bitch that it gets you. I told you before, I don't drive by. Wise guy, I just stop by with a couple of guys, and I take your eyes, cause I'm a wise guy, I'm a wise guy.
You got a motherfucker, you got a motherfucker, you got a motherfucker, go jump for joy, I'm the real McCoy, that's it.
You know who's a real wise guy? A guy like me who hasn't worked for 10 years. I've got it figured out. This is what you should be doing. This is what all of us should be doing. If we didn't have so many billionaires, maybe that's what we could do. But maybe not. Oh well. Anyway, hi, I'm KBC. This is BitSlap. And today we look at work, 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 work. Started with Psycho Stick. That was Adulting. Blah. Adulting. That's stupid. Stupid. J.C. Penney product thing after that. He's a penny man. Yeah, he works 20 hours a day. Oh, he's one of us. Wally Pleasant, the postgraduate, overeducated, out-of-work blues. We all have that. We're all overeducated. Gas station disc jockey. I always wanted to do that. That was Power Salad. I had a chance once. I was a disc jockey at a firehouse. Well, it was a party. Anyway, auctioneer was Chuck Miller, covering up for Leroy Van Dyke from 1958. Stompin' Tom Connors, Tilsonburg, place I never want to go. Woody Guthrie, talking hard work. And speaking of hard work, Bottom of a Mountain from Tex Williams, Junior Brown. Joe, the singing janitor. Somebody's got to clean up all that coal dust. Omo the Hobo. Hey, Fireman. Hey, Fireman. Let's see. Forklift Driver was Rick Moore. I really like that a lot. It's just so honest. And then we heard from Vincent LaGuardia Gambini. Wise guy. Yeah. Turns out he used to live not far from me back in New Jersey. Yeah, true story. I never knew at the time. Yeah. Anyway, what else do we got here for you? Oh, I don't know. All kinds of jobs that we've all had. Let's talk about some of them, shall we?
Well, I used to work in Chicago in a department store. In a department store. Thought I did a damn good job, but I don't work there anymore. Well, a lady came in for a salad one day, asked me what type she'd enjoy. Caesar, she said, so that's what I did, and I don't work there anymore. Well, a lady came in for a cake one day, I asked her to tell me what sort. In a department store. Thought I did a damn good job, but I don't work there anymore. A lady came in for a dress one day. I asked her what type she wore. Jumper, she said, that's what I did, and I don't work there anymore. Well, a lady came in for a bucket one day. I asked her what her bucket was for. Feller, she said, that's what I did, and I don't work there anymore. Everybody sing at the top of your lungs. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Thought I did a damn good job, but I don't work there anymore. Well, a lady came in for refreshments one day. I asked her what type she'd enjoy. Liquor, she said, that's what I did, and I don't work there no more. Well, I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Thought I did a damn good job, but I don't work there anymore. Whoa, I don't work there anymore. Whoa, I don't work there anymore. Oh, yeah.
At the Smith Corona, there's a news to knock. She has a brand new trick. She types to a red hot lick. What you doing, Helen? Tell us, please. Sitting and hitting those typewriter keys.
I got a way to get my correspondence done. A little play can make your work a lot of fun.
We got the beat. We got the key. Let's turn it into a melody.
Bitty-bee-bot-bot, bitty-bee-bot-bot space. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, type the bot-bot in place. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, and you'll never go wrong. That's the Mary Secretary song. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, bitty-bee-bot-bot-dot. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, you're improving a lot. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, as you rock it along, that's the Mary Secretary song. She has a lot of fun, and when her work is done, the fellas gather round in a bunch.
They all can hardly wait to see which one she'll date.
She's off from 12 to 1.
Lunch.
Bitty-bee-bot-bot, that is the beat she plays. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, do it right, get a raise. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, keep the rhythm strong. That's the Mary Secretary song. Bitty-bee-bot-bot.
Oh, there goes another nail.
Bitty-bee-bot-bot.
Let's see, I before E except after C, or when pronounced as A in neighbor or way.
Bitty-bee-bot-bot, that is the beat she plays. Bitty-bee-bot-bot, do it right, get a raise. Bitty-bee-bot-bot.
Oh, not the boss again.
That's the Mary Secretary song.
Oh, high school girl with a bourgeois dream, just like the pictures in the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope, high on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams, all lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never known need. The ship don't stink and the kids won't bleed. The kids won't bleed in the damn little war, and we can't make it here anymore.
In the alley and trash in the street, gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
Of my young life, working hard day after day. I was working towards a single goal, to build a killer resume. I made it stronger all the time, and fed it with the greatest lies. But then one day it turned on me, and now it's out committing crimes. Look out for the killer resume.
has a nasty attitude. It's full of anger, full of hype. It has no conscience, has no fear, and it's 40 pages neatly typed. It crushed a former boss of mine, saying it was self-defense. Swallowed up a teacher's aide and used him for a reference.
Pages of credentials, you're bound to be impressed. The cover letter sucks you in, and soon you are digested by the
resume, crushing everything that gets into its way. Don't believe a thing you hear, it's only after your career.
Look out for the killer resume. Nice young thing, and it fit neatly in a file. But that was in a simpler time, when television sets had dials. Your Honor, I'll take the blame. That resume is mine, I feel. I knew that it was pretty strong, but I didn't think that it could kill. Look out for the killer resume.
Be on the lookout for a large single-space document, approximately 8.5 by 11 inches, possibly shielded in a maroon-colored folder. It is known to be deceitful, long-winded, and most likely armed. Use extreme caution.
Attention, I don't want to repeat it. Your past 20 years, you've been in preparation. It's my job to find you a suitable situation.
Steel erector, health inspector, film director, rent collector, engineer, and auctioneer, and try a hand at chicken beer.
Work till you're 60, then you'll be freed.
A good job with prospects is just what you need. No, no, no. Sing songs all day, now my life's just begun.
The man said your past is in our filing
good
system
job.
Your inclinations and relations count on us to listen. State of health, current wealth, all noted with precision. From all these fine careers, give me your decision.
Steel erector, health inspector, film director, rent collector, engineer and auctioneer, and try a hand at chicken
eating. Then you'll be freed.
A good job with prospects is just what you need. No, 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 want to lie in the sun. Sing songs all day, now my life's just begun.
Insurance plans for every man,
graduated pensions,
traffic planners, bacon counters,
get good rates of pay.
If you agree, the mortuary can use you right away.
Steel erector, health inspector, film director, rent collector, engineer and auctioneer, and try a hand at chicken eating.
Work till you're 60, then you'll be free.
A good job with prospects is just what you need. No, 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 I want to lie in the sun. Sing songs all day, now my life's just begun. No, 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 I want to lie in the sun. Sing songs. just begun. No, 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 want to lie in the sun. Sing songs away, now my life's just begun. No.
A start in every high school play blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the Bard. Hit the boards and paid my dues, and got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt. I was sure that Tarantino would be calling me on my phone. Any Leibovitz would shoot me for Rolling Stone. But the years have come and gone, and I'm sorry to say that's not the way that it's all worked out. I'm a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride. Skipper Dan is the name, and I'm doing 34 shows every day, and every time it's the same. Look at all those hippos, they're wiggling their ears, just like they've done for the last 50 years. Now I'm laughing at my own jokes, but I'm crying inside, cause I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. Critics, they used to say I was the new Olivier. Thought I'd be the toast of Sundance, or maybe Cannes. Ah, but don't bother trying to IMDb me. The only place you might possibly see me is riding my little boat around Adventureland. It ain't exactly what I planned, but I'm a tourist. Jungle Cruise ride, Skipper Dan is the name, and I'm doing 34 shows every day, and every time it's the same. I would have killed if I'd managed to beat the clown, but what's the difference? That's all behind me now, cause I'm paying the rent, and I'm swallowing my pride, and I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. I should be there on Broadway, knocking them dead in 12 angry men. But instead I'm here telling these lame jokes again and again and again and again and again.
It's because I wanna make some cash selling hash tax-free. Well, the cops won't bust me cause I'm not a crack dealer with a gun, no gun, pow, pow. In fact, I'm a corporate executive's son just looking for fun, 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 fun. I'm a small-time drug dealer. I'm a small-time drug dealer. I'm a small-time drug dealer in your town. All right, let's give it to him now.
texted just the other day. But now I got something I wanna say. Like I could have been killed in that county jail. But fortunately my dad supplied the bail, so I wouldn't have to serve any more time. And I could go back to my miserable life of crime. Cause I'm a small time drug dealer. I'm a small time drug dealer. I'm a small time drug dealer in your town.
I'm the guy who raises worms for the guys who sell the bait, for the guys who catch the fish, Hawaiian flying fish that jump for joy because they know that they'll be served with poi at every luau on the beach at Waikiki. You gotta have that huma huma nuka nuka apu'a'a and papaya. So the fella from Iowa, when he gets back home, can say, boy, I really saw the real Hawaii. They will yell kapulu oi as you start to eat that poi. It's an appetizing joy. There's only one way to describe the taste. It's like a jar of old library paste at every luau on the beach at Waikiki. They got a native lady doing nothing else but teaching visitors the hula. But if you take a second look, you'll recognize the TV cook who used to show you how to make pasta lazula. Every tourist flips his wig for the luscious roasted pig. Makes a show that's really big. We never tell them that Hawaiian hog was killed inhaling too much smog in Southern California near an orange tree. They sing aloha when you leave and throw a lei around your neck with tender sorrow. But the leis are 10 days old. They're all stale and can't be sold. They would have to throw them all away tomorrow. They all dress so sloppy here. I can't wait to disappear on my vacation every year. I get away to any place where I can wear a button-down collar and a black knit tie. They got no Ivy League on the beach at Waikiki.
This is a story of a fella that come up from the Southlands and got a job in high lead logging, setting chokers. And after a while, he come in one night and got out of the crummy, and he had all of his stuff thrown over his shoulder, and this is just about what he had to say. Well, I'm sick of setting chokers in this doggone rain. I got everything to lose and nothing to gain. I'm plumb sick of climbing these steep hillsides. Well, the seat of my brand new britches is slack. I think I got moss growing on my back. And I'm just a little bit homesick to the sight. Well, I come out here to this big northwest, try and make a killing. I heard the wages in the woods was best, and a logger's life was thrillin'. Well, I've been here quite a while and I ain't been thrilled. Couple of times I was darn near killed. And I'm plumb sick of setting jokers in this doggone rain. I got a pair of cork boots and a tin hat to sell. That big hook tender can go straight to town and try to get somebody else to take my place. I'm catching the first train that's southern bound. Monday morning I won't be around. I guess the high lead log and I'm a plumb disgrace. Well, I come out here to this big northwest to try and make a killing. I heard the wages in the woods was best and a logger's life was thrilling. Well, I've been here quite a while and I ain't been thrilled. Couple of times I was darn near killed. And I'm plumb sick of setting chokers in this doggone brain.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working tall and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather round me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round and getting soft. And today about 4:30 I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30? Hey, Oney!
Call it a day. Oh. get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Dragon Mental.
let's do it differently.
I think for the record, I've had well over 20 jobs in my lifetime, from, you know, really stupid things to not so stupid things. I'll leave it at that. We started that set with a guy named Eddie Vespa, and that was I Used to Work in Chicago. Everybody's had a crack at that song. Helen Carroll and the Satisfiers, the Secretary song. James McMurtry, We Can't Make It Here Anymore. Maybe someday, but not now. Killer Resume was Power Salad. Corporations seem more concerned of killer resumes than they do with actual product. Killer resumes and stock returns. Good Job with Prospects was The Actress from 1969. Let's see, Skipper Dan. That was Weird Al, of course, speaking of Good Job with Prospects. Let's see, Small-Time Drug Dealer, another visit from Wally Pleasant, Irving Taylor, the Hawaiian Worm Raiser, and then Buzz Martin, the Singing Lumberjack. I'm sick of setting chokers. I don't even know what a choker is. Actually, I think I do, but I'd be sick of it too, wouldn't you? Yeah, Johnny Cash, an Oni. We've all had an Oni in our work history. I remember my Oni. His name was Doug. We were friends by the time I left there, but it was a rough go. Alan Jackson, along with a visit from Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yep, and even now it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But then again, here comes Monday mornings, and Monday mornings are all right for working, according to the new waiver, and I'm going to leave it at that. Except that, business is not so friendly to workers. I think we can find that out in the next little setlet. And I'll tell you what, I'll be back next week on schedule, and we'll see what else we can do. All right, we'll get into some kind of shenanigans, okay? Meantime, you behave yourself, and don't be late for work, for crying out loud.
It's time to end welfare as we know it, and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state, right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stops here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxam, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it, and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay. And Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy. We're gonna end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts. Cut them off.
And we mean business.
No more handouts. Cut them off.
And this means stadiums.
No more handouts. Cut them off.
I hate the company bosses. I'll tell you the reason why. They cause me so much suffering and my dearest friends to die. Oh yes, I guess you wonder what they have done to me. I'm going to tell you, mister, my husband had TB, brought on by hard work and low wages, and not enough to eat. Going naked and hungry, no shoes on his feet. I guess you'll say he's lazy and did not want to work. But I must say you're crazy for work he did not shirk. My husband was a coal miner. He worked and risked his life to try to support three children, himself, his mother, and wife. I had a blue-eyed baby, the darling of my heart. But from my little darling, her mother had to part. These mighty company bosses, they dress in jewels and silk. But my darling blue-eyed baby, she starved to death for milk. I had a darling mother, for her I often cry. But with them rotten conditions, my mother had to die. Well, what killed your mother? I hear these bosses say, dead of hard work and starvation, my mother had to pay. Well, what kill your mother? Oh, tell us if you please. Excuse me, it was Pellegri that starvation disease. They call this the land of plenty. To them, I guess it's true. But that's to the company bosses, not workers like me and you. Well, what can I do about it? To these men of power and might, I tell you, company bosses, I'm going to fight, fight, fight. What can we do about it? To right this dreadful wrong, we're all gonna join the union, for the union makes us strong.
Yeah, this one's for the workers who toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay, who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead.
When the crowd